Welcome to the Life Boss Podcast. Are you ready to be unstoppable? Karen Mieses here, your business strategist and productivity expert, calling BS on the lies keeping us stuck. I share with you the top tips and tricks to hug your body, soul, and mind so that you squash all the overwhelm, stop glorifying stress, and design a business that brings you joy. If you are ready to show up and work smarter, I want to show you how to become unstoppable. Let's dive in. Welcome to another episode of The Life Boss. And today I have a very special friend, a business friend that I met last summer, and oh my God, she's my soul sister. I think we met on another life. It's one of those persons that you click. And as an adult, it's really hard for me to make friends. But Christina is definitely one that came here in my path for a reason. And he's here to help you guys as well as we are in this journey of living the Life Boss. So Christina Santiago is a creative brand expert who helps female entrepreneurs bring focus and discipline to their vision. And I have to say that I have some sessions of clarity with her. And if she helps me land the plane, she can help anybody. So, Christina, tell us a little bit about you.
Oh my gosh,
how you got here?
Thank you so much for that amazing intro. It's been such a gift to really dive in with you over these last couple months and watch you navigate your business, and just how you embody your brand and your service is so beautiful. You're such an inspiration. So I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Yay. So you are an entrepreneur. You are very creative. And Christina is a business coach that works with transformation and intuition and finding your flow and your voice and what is it that it's your one thing, defining that one offer. But she has a very interesting journey. It was not straight through here. So tell us a little bit about how you got where you are today now.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. It has not been a straight line, sisters. And I just want to let anybody out there know who's listening and who's feeling like they're maybe on the downward for a hot minute. They're feeling like, what's going on? I'm feeling confused. I just want to affirm that you're still on the right path, sister. You just got to keep going. So I'm actually a professional tattooer of 10 years. My husband and I owned a tattoo shop in Monterey, California up until April of last year, 2019. And I kind of was tattooing and I was feeling this call to change. I was feeling this call for deeper service, really stepping into the sacred light that I hold. And it was a real tough time of my life to have worked so hard on creating this beautiful, essentially a brand, right, with my tattooing, a style, a voice. 10 years is not a short period of time, but in the grand scheme, you know, now that I'm beyond that, it's actually like, wow, okay, it's the next chapter. So I was in this really difficult place of knowing that I wanted to change, being afraid of letting go of everything I had built and everything that I had invested my heart and my soul into, my love into, and it just no longer felt that way for me. So in April of last year, we decided to sell the shop and to move out of California back into Florida, which you've been one of my beacon of lights out here. I'm so glad, girl, because it's
Thank
been a really
you.
Difficult transition. You've just brought so much light into my life. And in the past year, I have been launching and building my business, Exist Brightly, which is my online creative brand coaching. I'm a devotional business coach. I really teach women how to claim their magic, I think women know their magic. They understand it. They see glimpses of it, but they're really afraid of like grabbing hold of it and saying, yes, this is what I'm here for. And this is how I'm going to do it. And they're, you know, soul sister, I think change is scary.
It is very scary. And it is the only constant in life. Change is going to happen. I do believe that it's part of the human condition. And the day that I accepted it, that it is going to happen, my days started to flow. That's when I started talking about the perfect week flow and my perfect day flow. That is something I talk a lot about. And for me, as a type A personality, right brain, I need to have the checklist, give me the steps. This is how I'm going to do it. And matching what we cannot see with the tangible is very challenging. And knowing that you want certain things and you are doing all the things that people tell you and you are following all the steps and then you are not getting the results or the vision that you had in your head, it's very frustrating. So matching that spiritual side with the reality, it's, I have to tell you, I'm selling Christina here, but I'm telling you that that's her magic. Like matching the juju, like I call it, with practicality so that you can implement, even if you are like me, is it this really going to work? This is too much juju, too much oils, too much candles, too much like... But it's what works, whatever works for you, and that you find the tools to help us create that ritual. In that sense, it's been amazing what I've learned, even from your free content, like everything that you put out there. So as to change goals in that vision, how has your vision changed through the years? Is the changing the vision allow you to accept change or how things are mapping for you?
This is such a great question. I love, love, love this, Karim. And here, another thing that I have learned in my coaching experience is that women do not know what they want. They do not really know what they want. And this, and I say women, including myself. And the thing is, we have to experience things in order to really know, is that for me? Sometimes we know right off the bat, like, nope, I don't want to go in that direction, right? Accounting and me, nope, I'm good. Okay, not going to be a tax person. I'll hire someone for that. But what do I really want? That vision has had to be really cultivated and weeded out. Because I think we live in a world where we're almost bombarded with information and with people's visions and other people living their dream. If you get on social media and you're a coach of any kind or an expert of any kind, you see your colleagues and your peers who might have been doing this for a few years more than you living these audacious and beautiful lives. And you're like, yeah, I want that. Yeah, that sounds amazing. And then you get into it and you're like, well, maybe sitting at home on my computer isn't how I'm going to get that. So what's the next direction? So in the past, you know, year and a half, 2 years or so, I would say, of experimenting, my vision has evolved and changed. And I think my vision is key to my progress because it also helps me accept the parts of myself that I wasn't willing to accept because I thought I had to be a certain way to be successful.
Oh, yes. I hear you. And I felt that way. I remember when I started my fitness, guys, you know that I have several businesses. One of them is a fitness business. And I started doing it with my kids here in my living room. And I started to do what my coach was doing, which was working out with the kids. She was doing everything with the kids. She was going to the playground. And I started doing that. And it was driving me insane. I'm like, I'm never going to be a playground mom. And bless your heart if that's you. And there's nothing wrong with that. But because I didn't feel the connection with that tribe, I started feeling even bad about myself.
I hear you, right? Like, oh, I don't fit in there. I'm less worthy.
Yes, yes.
I'm not as good.
But then, and as I started like, okay, shield pill, go back. This is definitely not me. What, like, I am going to be the mom that is going to be there to support them and cheer you on. And I'm going to go to the occasional field trip and I'm going to be there. But I'm going to be the mom that when your kids need career orientation, I will help them. I will help them then. And I have many friends that say, please, can you talk to Karen? Karen, talk to them. I really do not know. And then that's my play. I think that even with the business is finding, I always say we need to find our place in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And as persons, we need to find what essential piece of this big puzzle is ours, because that piece is so important to hold all the other pieces together, and we need to honor it. Make sense?
Absolutely. I love that. And you know, it sounds like you had to experience the attempt at being the playground mom to realize, you know what, this isn't for me.
Absolutely.
And then of course, we have that like little voice that's very judgmental, and sometimes it's not a little voice, sometimes it's a big voice, and it's kind of understanding in that space, like, there's nothing wrong with me because I don't fit into this particular group. I'm still becoming who I am. And every moment we're always becoming, and we're always stepping into, you know, as an entrepreneur, as a business, a more defined state of our service. But it takes time. It takes experience. It takes being willing to let go, to change, to say that doesn't fit. Now I want to find what does fit.
Yes, and that goes exactly to my next question is, when you decided to move from your tattooing business, very creative, very different in a way from what you are doing, because that was really physical, and you invested a lot. You said you invested a lot of you in it. At any point, did you feel that you were quitting?
Girl, I beat myself up for months. I still have conversations around it, and I just have to put that voice to rest because, you know, as that, every business has its own culture. So coaches have a culture. Tattooing has a culture. I'm sure dentists have a culture where they all know each other. They all mingle. They kind of, you know, they're connected in ways through conventions and things. And tattooing is no different in that. And I definitely felt like I was going to be judged and I was going to be shamed and I was going to lose all my connections and this and that. And I think what really came through for me is this is no one else's life but my own. This is my responsibility to discover and to live into the potential that I have within and to experiment, I'm a creative person. The idea of locking me into one straight path for 50 years, I boggles my mind. So I think that it was also, you know, a piece of maturity was me accepting that about myself. Because now I'm like, oh, I feel called to draw again. I built my online entity. I still love the culture of tattooing. So how can I bring these pieces together, right? That's building a real creative brand.
Yes, yes. I love it. Yes. And it's everything that, and that is something that when we get in specifically digital marketing and putting our business on the different platforms, we start getting into a little cookie cutter, what everybody is trying to do and what is working for them. And what I have found through 7 years of marketing my business online is that the more I add about who I really am and what I'm really passionate about, the more people are receptive to listening into what is it that I have to bring to the table. It could be dance. I'm very passionate about dance. So part is my my life at my sister's dance studio with my boy. My youngest boy is now a dancer, and it's very important. Then it's taekwondo, which is very different, but it's part. Mm-hmm. And the conversations that have started because I posted about any of those or about my finally going out and running, because I'm very, very paranoid about being outside because of the way I grew up. And it takes a lot of courage to bring all that to the table. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's authenticity.
Yes.
And that real authenticity requires self-acceptance. And so many of us are not willing to say, hey, that's good enough. If I like to play canasta at the community center with my girlfriends, you know, like that's something that's fun and is for me and is distinctly mine. And that's what we have to be bringing into our marketing. The online marketing for all businesses right now is extremely whitewashed. It's the same type of images. It's the same type of messaging. Know your why, know this, know that, like be yourself. What does that mean? Like, how do you become yourself? How do you become that? And it's truly about accepting who you are and being willing to play with who you're becoming.
I love it. I have goosebumps right now, guys. Woo. It's like that was from your heart and I can feel it. So dealing with change is integral part of finding what is going to work for you. Mm-hmm. And we have talked, Christina and I have talked a lot behind the scenes and even on her podcast about finding a way that you can work out of a planner without driving yourself insane, but finding what works for you so that you can be consistent. Because consistency is key in any progress, in any effort that you want to level up. Whatever it is, you need to be consistent. So my question would be, how do you see this flow between I need to do all these things and I need to give myself room to breathe? And then I'm not slacking.
I think as women, we have a really hard time celebrating our self-care, prioritizing our needs. And you mentioned earlier, you know, when we step into online business or coaching or service, when we step into our service, we feel like, okay, we need the podcast, we need the blog, we need a photo shoot, we need to write 10 posts, we need to have a marketing strategy. And I just feel that we get lost. Our heart, our womanliness, ourselves, our bodies, our self-care get lost in the mix. And, you know, I know we're going to be talking about this more, but I think that finding that flawless flow is really just leaning into that balance and understanding how your energy works, not feeling like it has to look like someone else's. And I know you've all heard this before. Everyone has heard, if you listen to podcasts, you've heard this before. It's not supposed to look like anyone else's, but the truth of that is in allowing yourself to discover what your flow looks like and to honor that.
Amen, sister. Like you say, I believe that this have become a cliche because a lot of people are saying it, but for me, I've discovered that what it means with through a lot of self-discovery, and because I was not able for a really long time to get there. I felt stuck into, and I was doing good, but I felt something was missing. And it was because at the core, I needed to cultivate my courage. And to cultivate your courage, you have to develop your confidence. And it goes down to, you need to be very confident to let your authenticity shine and not become another buzzword. Authenticity is you have to be confident to step up into the light that belongs to you.
Now it's my turn to have goosebumps. Yes.
So, and that's what I adore about the work that Christina have brought to my life, even in the little bits, pieces here and there, because she manages to help you find that systematically, which I think it's absolutely brilliant. And I've read a lot of self-development, and I've never been able to implement many things that I've been trying to make work for me for years until I read something Christina wrote on her blog or on IGTV, which are, I think, one of the, that I go and check to see what she has to say, because I'm not browsing there. She's one that I go and check to see what is she bringing, because she always lights your day.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, thank you.
Yes, girl, own it. And that's the thing. We need to own what we bring. What is the 1% that we are absolutely a rock star?
And what I love about what you just said is, like, you know, trying to pick up these self-care habits. And it's so, isn't it so interesting how we, and I'm going to say we, but I mean me, right? How it's this battle between my time, my lifetime, my vision, my dreams, and my business. And it's like finding that beautiful balance and that flow on that scale of, like, okay, because a lot of people talk about, you know, alignment. Alignment is flow, and it's this ease, it's this energy of releasing. I find sometimes when I'm in a place of overwhelm, my body feels tight, my energy feels tight. I'm mad. Don't come near me, okay? But this is because I've overcomplicated it because I thought it needs to look like someone else's in order to be successful. And that's the same thing with self-care. Like, maybe your self-care isn't yoga 5 times a week. Maybe it's yoga twice a month and a cup of hot tea before bed. Like, this gentleness, we need to bring this gentleness back into our businesses and our lives.
Yes. And I have a confession, guys. My big self-care after a lot of work, it finally clicked. I remember that I listened to one of your podcast episodes. I don't even remember, but it was listening to one of the meditations that you have on your podcast. And it came to me, oh my gosh, my self-care is saying no. I didn't know how I landed there, but it was like a piece. And I'm like, and it started like a whole theme after I listened to that. I have several posts about no. I even found a shirt, like, randomly. I was not even looking at that. It says nope. And I don't take pictures with like graphic shirts, and that's one that I wear because it meant that, yes, I needed, that's what I needed in the moment. And this is what I want to bring to you, listener, now, how different self-care can be to one another when you give yourself the chance to explore and experiment, like Christina mentioned.
And, you know, Karam, you're so great at finding that balance in your schedule. I mean, that is your business, is productivity management and expression, exploration, and finding that balance. So I can imagine that saying nope is a real task for you. And same for me. I think we're naturally hardwired as females to be caretakers and to be givers. And saying no is just incredibly powerful. And sometimes you have to say it to yourself. When you're like, you know what sounds really good right now is to launch a podcast, when you're in the middle of launching a program. Like, how about it's a no, not right now? Like, not all no's are final. No's can sometimes be like, this is just not the right time. And I have to understand that not everything is instant.
Yes. I love so many yeses to those no's. And that will takes me back to what we were talking about the beginning, into when is the time to let go and I'm not quitting. So do you go to certain process to decide if this is right for me right now? Do you have certain process or do you just follow your instincts?
My process is basically trying not to get overwhelmed. Okay. If I feel that that's coming along, that, hey, there's overwhelm around the corner, I'm feeling tension, I'm feeling irritated, I'm feeling like I can't breathe, like if I'm looking at my schedule and I'm like, how am I going to do all this? There's a place of confidence and courage that you spoke into earlier, and then there's also a place of your wisdom. What does your energy need? Some people work at very different paces. You know, some people have very different scheduling flows, and knowing that and understanding that's okay. Maybe you do have a podcast, maybe it's just once a month, or maybe it's for seasons where you just have 6 episodes a year and then you take half a year off. So I think mastering your process takes some time and finesse. And at my stage of business right now, hitting probably right around the 2-year mark, is understanding that, like, I have found a certain flow, but in order for me to expand into the next level, I'm going to have to bring some new energy in and release some old energy. So what that looks like exactly, you know, I have a Facebook group, I have a podcast, I have a Facebook page, I offer programs. So it's like looking at all of those things and prioritizing for me what I love, what brings me joy, and letting myself evolve. You know, we use the word change, but there's really another word that I think allows it to feel a little lighter, and that's evolution, baby. This evolution, girl, we cannot stay the same. So if a podcast felt really great in your first year of business, but now it's like a pain in the ass to get in the schedule, and it's a pain, and it just feels like an energy suck, take a break. Just put a quick podcast up that says, hey friends, I'm taking 3 months off. Take a break. Full permission, right?
Yes. And that doesn't make us less when we are working with intentions. I was having doubts about the changes that we are having on this podcast because for those of you that have been listening for a while, I was co-hosting with an amazing friend of mine, and all things are good, by the way. But it was not right for her. And it was not right for me because we started one thing and the goals were different. And I started feeling it. So I raised the flag and I told her, "Say, what do you want to do about this?" And I gave her options. Do you want to keep it? Do you want me to keep it? Do you want it to shut it down? I said, "Oh my gosh, I'm so relieved that you brought the topic. Go ahead and do whatever you want." And she was so relieved, and our friendship is so much stronger right now. So that takes a lot of courage into, okay, I am doing this, but it's not that I'm quitting. It's not that I don't love you. It's just that, like Christina, that word is so savvy, is that we are evolving. And it's going to happen. And that's why, because we are evolving, there is change. And in the way that we accept that, it's easier to take the necessary steps without regret. I think that part of without the guilt and without the regret, and that we are doing this with all the best that we have in the moment, it's key.
The intention.
Yes.
I just, that feels like a milk bath with honey and flowers and just so sweet that this letting go. We have so much attachment to how we define ourselves. I called myself a tattooer for 10 years. Dropping that title and stepping into the title of coach was in many ways heartbreaking. I had worked so hard for that title. I finally felt it in my heart and in my gut. This is who I am. And then I changed my mind. So now, like years later, looking at that and saying, oh, that's just a piece of me. It's a piece of who I was, who I am, who I'm becoming. And I don't need to be attached to any title because it's going to change again. You yes. already have several titles: mother, wife, podcaster, coach, you know, strategy expert, sister, daughter. And you see how they all come together in wholeness. So I think releasing without attachment, letting the guilt and the shame or the regret, you know, understanding that that's your ego. It's your ego's way of kind of like sticking it to you. Saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? You messed this up real good. Like, you messed this up. You didn't. You're here for bigger things. You're here for shift. You're here for growth. You're here for expansion. You've got to let go of the reins and let it arrive to you.
Yes, that's so much truth and good energy. Like, it feels good. Those words, like, just in the moment, like, felt like such a relief. And, you know, rock stars, I always telling you the steps and the experiment for this week. And I always conclude with the experiment, and we're going to get there. But I want to take this time to invite you to a next real step. If this is something that you need to fine tune, because I wish that we could do it here and decide for everybody. Okay, so what is your next step? How is this going to look like? And Christina and I have put together an amazing masterclass. And you are the first to hear it here. And it's about finding your flawless flow. What are we doing there, Christina?
Ooh, girl, that just sounds so sexy. Finding your flawless flow for all of you solopreneurs, mamapreneurs, entrepreneurs, creatives. This is a place where you're going to be able to tap into picking your priorities, understanding the balance between income-generating activities, social presence, self-care, understanding how to celebrate yourself in time management. Because it's all about developing consistency, showing up in your business, activating in your unique way. So this class is going to be really great for discovering how you show up and learning how to implement and also creating this vision, this plan for yes. the month ahead.
Yeah, and we are doing this class very special for you guys because it's very important when I bring something, a teaching experience to anybody, is for you to have feedback, for you to have that place where you can ask questions and that you are going to get the answers for you, because we teach, both of us have a framework that works, but I always say that the magic happens in the exceptions. And those exceptions are when you are asking your question, where you are bringing your special circumstance, because we all have very different variables. When we sum it up, that's why we are all so different. Our circumstances are different. So I encourage you to go to the show notes. If you are on iTunes, swipe up, and those are the show notes, and you are going to see the link right there to learn everything about this amazing experience for you to find your flawless flow. And before leaving, I want us to do an experiment for this week. So I'm going to suggest for you this week to open your eyes for curiosity. And whenever you are feeling this discomfort, and sometimes we feel it on our body, or we feel, oh, I'm getting sick, or you get a headache, or you're starting like having a rush. I get like really, when something is not feeling right, I start getting red on my neck. And start writing, even on your phone, on your notes, for 5 minutes. Where is this coming from? Where is this coming from? Because a lot of the blocks and changes I have found that comes from not exploring these blocks that come to us. And that's when we start tapping in a lot of the things that we are going to be talking about in the masterclass. Do you have an experiment? One thing that we can do this week to tap into change.
I love it. I love it. What a gift. What a great place to discover and to search in and to really face those blocks. Oh, I can't wait to practice this with you guys all week long.
Yeah. Do you have one experiment that you would like for us to share? Like one thing that you do to open up to change?
You know, I think to go around that, around exactly what you said, what's happening in your body? And the next question for me would be, are you willing to get curious and ask yourself, what do I need right now?
Oh, yes. What do you really want? Do you mean like, what do you really, really
what do
want?
What do you need in terms of, do you need rest? Do you need a glass of water? Like maybe you need to stretch. Maybe you need to put your phone down for the rest of the night. What do you need to feel like yourself again?
Oh, yes.
In this curiosity.
And honor it. And honor it. Like, this is an amazing episode. It's going to be one of my favorites. Christina is definitely going to come back before the year ends because I love these conversations. And again, don't forget to swipe up wherever you are. Go in the show notes in whatever device you are. And the link is going to be right there. I'll see you soon. Thank you for tuning in, Rockstar. If you enjoyed today's show, subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. Also, head over to lifebosspodcast.com to get access to some free resources to help you with today's experiment. Do you want to be a guest? Email me to thelifebosspodcast@gmail.com to learn how.